Today is Women of Influence Day today here at PTBOtoday.ca, powered by Cody and James Chartered Professional Accountants. I'm joined by Peterborough Police Sergeant Jen Bell. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Not a problem at all.
Tell me a bit about how you first got into policing. Is it something that you've wanted to do since you were a kid?
No, it was something I wanted to do from when I was young. Actually, just through an event my family experienced, I met an OPP officer who was very influential to me and, just made me feel like, hey, this is a really cool job I wanted to do. And I sort of stuck with it throughout the years and never gave up on wanting to do that.
What does your journey in policing look like to this point?
I'm from Peterborough, so I went to Fleming College and took Police Foundations, and I applied to the Peterborough Police and was lucky enough to get hired.
Do you think maybe it means a little more to you personally that you're helping serve a community that you grew up in?
For sure. Oftentimes I run into people I know when I'm working, and just to be from the city and the area, it means a lot to me to be able to help people in my community I grew up with.
Along the way, have you faced any challenges in policing, being a woman in this field?
I think we all face challenges in different aspects, but it's just an adjustment. Some of the things you're exposed to and you see, it's making sure you're looking after yourself mentally and be sure to take care of yourself and your coworkers.
Is moving up through the ranks to being a police sergeant something that you always had in mind?
It actually wasn't. I'd always wanted to be a canine officer, and probably in the last 5 years, it's sort of, the idea of becoming a sergeant was in the back of my head. And one of the last canine postings, it was sort of around the same time where the sergeant opportunity was coming up. So I had a decision to make on what I wanted to do, and decided to go with the sergeant route, and luckily it worked out for me.
So what factored into that decision then that maybe shifted your focus off of being a canine officer?
To me, it was an opportunity to become a leader within the organization. I think it's important that we have women representing leadership, and to be able to help women coming up behind me was important. Just to be able to, just to be able to have an influence day to day with people is important to me.
You mentioned that importance. When you think of a young girl, maybe just you meet out in the community, that wants to be a police officer when she grows up, how important is it for her to see a woman of rank?
I think it's really important. Things are starting to change in the world, and especially in the policing profession where we're seeing women of rank. Go back 30 years, it was unheard of even to have women in policing. Was sort of, a lot of people frowned on it, and we've done a complete 180. I think it inspires people if, there's young women who want to get into policing, that, they see, whether it's a constable, a sergeant, an inspector, just to see women being successful is, shows them that they can do it too.
Jen, thank you so much for your time and for joining us for Women of Influence Day.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.